91.3 1FM.
Good morning. Nice to have you back in the studio.
Thank you.
So, Sam, I hear you have something about 28 Shades of Red.
Ooh.
Is it as sexy as the movie?
No, unfortunately, it's not. It's kind of bad news. Took a look at what's going on in the property market, and we mapped it onto a map. Discovered that in every district, people are losing money.
Also, the red here are losses.
They're losses. So what percentage of homeowners would lose money if they were to sell at today's market value or X value?
So why are there shades?
So they're different because in District 26, which is home to the Singapore Zoo and the Night Safari.
Monday.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
People are only about 9% of people would lose money if they were to sell at market value today. Whereas in District 28, which is the Seletar area, you'd have almost 44% of people losing
Salita.
Money.
Wow, yes. I'm surprised because that's kind of like the outskirts.
It is, but also you have to remember that was a hot area because of urban planning and
That's
all right. the industry that was going up there. And you know, there's been malls being built. And so what happened prior to the cooling measures is a lot of people rushed in and then they got caught by the cooling measures. Yeah.
Okay. And so, what's the next loss leader?
Okay. The next loss leader would be District 1, which we're probably familiar with down in Temasek Boulevard and Raffles Link. They have 40% of homeowners would lose. And that would translate to a loss of about $516 million.
So, Sam, how do you explain losses in District 28 and District 1 to be almost similar?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of interesting because District 1 is twice as expensive as District 28.
Exactly.
So why do you have such a high proportion of homeowners losing money? And the reason is that because real estate's very, very local. It's really about the neighborhood and where the market of that neighborhood is at any particular moment. You know, sometimes they're hot, sometimes they're cold, sometimes they're warm. But what happened, you know, prior to the cooling measures is there were some hot markets, and those people that bought into it, once the cooling measures came in, they got burnt or freezer burnt. It's just very bad timing.
So if property owners want to check out this map, where can they go to?
They can go to srx.com.sg under our research section.
So thanks a lot, Sam, for coming down.
My pleasure. Anytime.